Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutari, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, we're going to take a look at some stats here in the first half of this interview. Stats don't always tell the whole story, but I'd like to hear what your story is on these numbers. Last night was the seventh time you've given up a goal in the last couple of minutes of a game. Gone from leading to tied or tied to trailing. What's that number mean to you? Seven.
Well, it's just it hurts because you're so close, and that's been this year. I mean, you're an eyelash from winning, you're an eyelash from tying, whatever it might be. But I'm very, you know what, I'm very familiar with those numbers. I actually thought it was eight, but the thing is, you don't get mulligans, and you know, it's hard to put a finger on why. But the bottom line is, it's been a weird year right here, and you just can't make that up.
You've also given up six shorthanded goals this year, Tom, by far the most since 2014. What's that number mean to you?
Well, it's not good. I mean, that's too many, Schulze, and I don't know how many too many. You're going to give up some shorthanded goals throughout the season, but six is too much. And then especially, you know, when are you giving them up? Last night we gave one up at a bad time in the third period. I mean, that we can go up 2-1, and they go up 2-1. So those are opportunistic goals for the opposition, but not for us. So it's tough to rebound from that, but we did last night. But then again, we give one up in the last 45.
You're at 47% on faceoffs this year. Last year, with one of your best faceoff guys that I can remember, you were at 51.5 or so. 4% doesn't seem like a lot. What does 4% mean to you, depending also, given when those 4% are lost?
I agree with you, and I thought it might be worse. Three of the last four losses, we were at 39, 39, 40, and then we were at 61 game two against Michigan Tech. But again, why 61%? Who knows? I mean, the third period, we had a lot of energy. That might have been part of it, but you have to be – I mean, if you – you have to be right around 54-55% a game. If you are, I mean, you're in such better shape. But when you're at 40%, that means you're defending. You're more apt to make mistakes. They're more apt to generate offense. They're starting the puck in the offensive zone, you know. And that's if there's an offensive zone face-up. But, no, I mean, that statistic, we talked about that statistic today, and we've got to we're cognizant about that. I mean, you talk about it, but, you know, there's nothing you can do. You just got to just be cognizant of it.
Jiri Väisänen has pretty quietly become your best plus-minus guy, and I know you don't put a ton of stock into plus-minus, but of your four forwards last night, he was the only plus. You got three wingers that are plus. Is there any difference between a center and a winger?
Probably not, Schulze. I've never had that question before, and I've never put any logic into it, but I don't think so. I mean, it's just by luck of the draw, I think, more than anything, on line changes and things like that.
More with Coach Cerutari when we come back. Our pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutari. Tom, there were so darn many penalties called last night. It was hard for you to get your fourth line on. If you can get them on a regular basis, do you feel like you're winning that game?
It sure helps. You want to get into a rhythm, and you want to make sure, too, that your guys aren't getting tired. And I think it really helps, Schulze. I don't think there's any question about that. And last night was just an odd game where they didn't get a lot of time, and there was a lot of penalties, power play penalty kills. There was a lot of things going on in the game, but no, they didn't get the minutes like I want them to have.
You always get them out there at the end of a power play or end of a penalty kill. There were so many 4-on-4s last night, you couldn't even do that.
Yeah, it was a weird game. And there was one time, too, Schulze, where it was the end of a penalty, and I did go with Ross's line. All three of those guys were actually fresh on the bench, and I actually went off script right there and went with them. But typically, you're spot on. It's a good time to get those guys on, and you know they've been sitting for a little bit, and it's always good to get them on at the end of a power play.
Will Zmolik and Elias Rosen are still up near 30 minutes a game, which is still just mind-boggling. This late in the year, you pulling the reins in on them at all, or just letting them go?
No, I mean, why change now? I mean, the bottom line is, they're horses, and we want to make sure that we play our horses. And right now, we're not looking at tomorrow. You know, we're looking at today. So, they can handle it.
This time of year, nobody's 100% healthy. Last night after the game, you had a couple of guys dealing with some stuff. It's the nature of the beast, and those who can kind of maneuver through some of those injuries and hopefully not getting major ones, those are the teams that have success this time of year, right?
Well, yeah, I think everybody, again, I don't like talking injuries because everybody has them. Everybody's got guys who are out the year. Everybody's got guys who are out a week, 2 weeks. Everybody's got guys who are playing with injuries. So it's just all part of the game. It's all part of the sport. And, you just hope that you can keep it to a minimal.
This interview has been filled with a lot of downer stuff. Let's have some lighthearted stuff. I'm sure you heard your brother's press conference this week. He was talking about his lucky undies. Got any lucky undies with you on this trip?
No. Pat McLeady told me about that today. I did a radio interview too with Pat, and he told me that. But no, it's not about that. You just got to. We're doing a lot of the things right. We're doing, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing is that I have no problem with how we're playing the last four games. We haven't done anything wrong. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's not like a lack of execution. It's not like a self-inflicted plays. It's just on the, hey, sometimes you're on the wrong side of things, and that's where we're at now. But our guys are, they've been great games. And, again, at the end of the day, though, nobody really cares because, you know, they worry about themselves. And, you know, we got to find a way to win those games. But our guys are doing a lot of good things. So it's not about lucky underwear. It's not about any of that stuff. It's about, you know, just finding a way to get it done.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.